You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt. Welcome back to the B-side. Thank you for all my loyal listeners tuning in tonight. I know I'm a little bit late and lost track of time there. I was doing some working on one of my CS projects for the end of the year here back in my dorm, and I lost track of time. But I'm back this week, and this week I got a little bit something different. I've been working on this playlist for a few weeks now. I've been thinking I would do it, and it was never quite complete, but I finally finished it up today. A few weeks back, I saw the movie, I think I talked about it before on my show, I saw the movie Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen, and there was a scene in there where Freddie Mercury, the lead singer, goes solo, and it's sort of a big point of contention in the band. And actually, later I looked into it, and it turns out that the movie wasn't quite accurate, because a lot of the other members of the band had gone solo or done solo projects by that point. But anyways, it sort of inspired me to make a playlist of some of the more modern bands that I like that a similar thing happened to. Maybe someone went solo, someone had a side project within the band, or maybe was featured on a different, if the lead singer was featured on a different song. So that's sort of the theme I'm working with tonight. And we're going to start it off with a song by Brandon Flowers. If you don't know Brandon Flowers, he's the lead singer of the band The Killers. And this is from his 2010 album titled Flamingo. So this is just a solo album that he put out a few years back at this point. I think it was just sort of in the midst of him being a member of The Killers. I don't know if they broke up or were on hiatus or any of those things. But yeah, this is his song Crossfire. Hope you enjoy it.
Came a pouring down like hail, sleet and rain, yeah.
Once again, that was Crossfire by Brandon Flowers from the band The Killers. Up next, I have a song. Let's see, which one I'm going to do. Well, it's featuring the lead singer of Weezer, Rivers Cuomo, and actually he co-wrote this song with the trio AJR, and this is their song Sober Up. Here it is. Once again, that was Sober Up by Rivers Cuomo. Up next, we have not so much a someone going solo or someone starting their own side project after already being in a band, but this is from a solo project that was before my favorite band was started, 21 Pilots. This is the lead singer, Tyler Joseph, and this is off of his album, No Fun Intended, which he recorded in high school. This is actually the first track off that album. So I'm a big fan of this album. It's pretty clear that like this is sort of where he started with music. A lot of the production is like pretty basic and sort of what he could do on his own, just basically on a laptop in his basement at home. But yeah, so this is the song Blasphemy. And it's actually not available on Spotify. Something I wish Spotify would do is put a lot of the old 21 Pilots stuff on there, because that would be great. But unfortunately, it is not on there, so this is off of YouTube. But yeah, this is Blasphemy from the album No Fun Intended. Here it is. I start to part two halves of my heart in the dark, and I don't know where I should go, and the tears and the fears begin to multiply. Taking time in a simple place in my bed where my head rests on a pillowcase, and the sad little walls led, but I forget that I let another day go by. I wanna be afraid, but it seems that these days I'm caught under wandering. I'm falling farther, my heart's getting harder, I'm calling my father in. I scream into an empty sky, no way, that's me, cause one half of my heart is free. Empty sky, no way, that's me, cause the other half of my heart's asleep. Sing a song. Lights, camera, action, satisfaction at your fingertips. No one's lacking stuff, but it's not enough when it seems that we have enough stuff just to blow stuff up. Lights, camera, stop. We're killing ourselves just to get to the top, and I won't stop. Talk about what we got and how we're not loving when we love a lot. Enough about you, let's talk about me. And everybody thinks I'm just so free. Free, did you hear the verse that came first and how my own body went to war on me? I bet you didn't know something that's absurd. There's a word I've said more than any other word. It's sorry. Once again, that was Blasphemy by Tyler Joseph. If you are a really big 21 Pilots fan like myself, you might have noticed that the first verse on that album, or on that song rather, is actually the same verse from the end of their song Anathema from their second album, from 21 Pilots' second album. So yeah, a lot of his verses that he wrote when he was in high school and used in those kind of demo type songs, he then later used when they were making parts of Vessel and parts of Regional at Best, their two of their albums. Up next I have a song that when I think of artists going solo or having their own side projects, I always think of that is the band The Foo Fighters. And of course, Dave Grohl, previously of Nirvana, is the lead singer of the Foo Fighters. So this is my favorite Foo Fighters song, which is titled My Hero. It's one of their more popular songs, I guess, but this is definitely my favorite song by them. Yeah, here it is. And that was My Hero by the Foo Fighters. Up next, I have two songs from different people that have been or are still in Panic at the Disco. One, of course, the lead singer, who is basically just the entire band at this point anyways, has never really had his own solo project. I mean, that's pretty pretty much what all their music is now. But he's done a few features on some other albums, so I figured I would include one of those. And this is a song called Love in the Middle of a Firefight that he worked on with producer Dylan Francis, who I believe produced some of Panic's new album as well. I think the song Look Ma I Made It is produced by Dylan Francis. Anyways, this is on his album called, what is it called? Let's see. Money Sucks and Friends Rule. That's funny. So, this is by Dylan Francis featuring Brandon Urie of Panic! The Disco, and I hope you enjoy it. Once again, that was Love in the Middle of a Firefight by Dylan Francis and Brandon Urie. The thing I really like about that song is it was from the year 2015, which is the same, maybe it's the year after, but it's around the same time that Panic put out their album Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die, which is my favorite Panic album. And I think you can really tell that they were kind of recorded around the same time. I think a lot of the vocal kind of styles that Brendan does in that song are sort of similar to a lot of what he does in the album, and even the production's a little bit similar. So up next, we have another alumni from Panic! The Disco. I've played this band probably quite a few times at this point. They're a pretty new band. They're called I Don't Know How, But They Found Me, the name coming from a quote from Back to the Future that Doc Brown says. But anyways, this band is fronted by two people, one of them being Dallin Weeks, previous touring guitarist with Panic at the Disco. And I believe the other guy was also in a band. I think he was in, I don't remember what it's called. It doesn't say on Spotify. I'm not giving him any information. Anyways, it's two people in the band. It's a duo. And this is their song called Choke. Here it is. And that was Choke by, I don't know how, but they found me. And of course, the lead singer of that was Dallin Weeks, previously of Panic at the Disco. Stay tuned next week. I might be playing another Dallin Weeks song. He's very few solo songs out that aren't with either Panic or this new band. But I believe they're all Christmas songs, but just like random singles. And next week, I'm going to do a Christmas episode. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure I'll be playing some of his stuff on there too, because he actually has some good modern Christmas music, which is kind of hard to find in my opinion. But up next we have a song by Patrick Stump, who in the midst of their hiatus in sort of the mid to late 2000s, Patrick Stump, the lead singer of course Fall Out Boy, did I believe one solo EP and then this solo album, and this was called Soul Punk. I think I played it on my show a little bit last year. It's actually a really good album that I think sort of goes a little bit under the radar. This is from 2011, and I'm going to be playing the song Run Dry from it, which it's a long one, so buckle up, but it's really good. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
I don't wanna remember.
And that was Run Dry by Patrick Stump. Thanks for sticking it through that one. I know that was a long one, but I really like that song. And I think the bridge or sort of the, maybe it's like the last verse there at the end, I think is really cool. So I wanted to make sure I got through the whole thing. Up next is a song that goes out to my girlfriend, Leah. This is from her favorite movie, Meet the Robinsons. And this is, of course, Little Wonders by Rob Thomas. And Rob Thomas, of course, is the lead singer of Matchbox 20. And this is a song that he did for the movie. So here it is. Hope you like it.
Let it go, let it roll right off your shoulder, don't you know? The hardest part is over, let it in. Let your clarity define you in the end. We will only just remember how.
Once again, that was Little Wonders by Rob Thomas. Up next, I have a song featuring Dan Smith, who, if you didn't know, is the lead singer of Bastille. Although, what's interesting is if you look up Dan Smith on Spotify, another thing that kind of annoys me about Spotify is that it doesn't split artists up if they have the same name. So if you go to Dan Smith on Spotify, who is the lead singer of Bastille, he doesn't have much solo stuff. But there's this other Dan Smith guy who's, I guess, like some sort of piano player who has all these all these like piano albums and like lullaby albums. I don't know. So that's not that Dan Smith. This is Dan Smith of Bastille. And this is a song he did with producer Madion, and it's called La Lune. Here it is.
Sometimes these memories pull us under. We get lost talking days gone by. But we're not getting any younger. And now it feels like real life has dragged us in its time. So we stay. Change what our past is written in our bones. It's who we are. I just can't control where my mind goes when it goes too far. So we stay away like we always do when we try to recreate. And then nothing's changed, and I'm next to you. It doesn't feel the same.
And that was La Lune by Madion and Dan Smith. Our last song of the night is going to be a solo project from lead singer of My Chemical Romance. This is Gerard Way. This is from his solo album called Hesitant Alien, which is from 2014. And this is the song called Brother. I hope you enjoy it.
Does anyone have the time to bring me down?
Once again, that was Brother by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance. That was my last song for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed my little theme. Up next, I will be doing my last show next week, rather. That's going to be all Christmas themed, of course. I'm going to try and do a mix of like some classic Christmas music and maybe some new Christmas music, too. But in the meantime, have a great week. Good luck to everyone who's starting finals. I know I have two finals before my next show. I have two finals on Tuesday. So good luck to everyone who's studying. And until then, have a great week. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt. This has been the B-Side. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. And tune in next week.